Hey friend, welcome to Pursuing Goals God's Way. Have you thought about finally starting that business now that your kids are older? Do you ever stay awake wondering how to mesh your passions into purposeful work? Do you have big, ambitious goals but feel overwhelmed or even unqualified to pursue them? Hey, I'm Gabe. Not too long ago, I longed for the confidence to start an online business. I just wanted to make a difference outside my home bubble using my gifts. But I kept telling myself that I wasn't good enough, I didn't know enough, and I didn't have enough time. Until I realized something huge. My kids need me to be their example, and they need to see me win. And yours do too. In this podcast, you will learn how to clarify your goals, plan with purpose, and ditch your distractions. If you're ready to make an impact and an income, all for the glory of God, then you're in the right place. As an avid runner, I believe life is one massive marathon. It's up to you to run your own race and to finish it well. So lace up those running shoes, pop in your earbuds, and let's do this thing. Hey friend, welcome to Pursuing Goals God's Way. I'm your host, Gabe Cox, and I am excited that you are here because we are going to talk about how you know you're pursuing goals God's way. My questions for you. Do you ever question the dreams you have or the goals you're pursuing? Do you wonder if they're really God-given or if you just think you're supposed to do them? Do you get weary as you go through the motions? Do you wish you knew that you were working in your calling? Well, as we get started today, I want to encourage you in one thing. God wants you to live. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that you may have life and have it abundantly." God wants you to live. The enemy does not. God wants you to dream. The enemy wants to squash any aspirations you have. God purchased your life for you. He doesn't want you to just go through the motions of life. He doesn't want you to feel like you're just existing. That is not living, my friend. So let's take this a little bit deeper. Romans 8:11 says, "The Spirit of God lives inside of us as believers." Think about that for a moment. When my pastor shared that scripture the other day, I took a step back and thought about it. And he posed this question, "Do I live like I know that?" That's a powerful question, isn't it? If the Spirit of God lives in me, am I living like I know that? Now, dreaming is a God-given blessing. He wants us to dream. He wants us to have purpose. He wants to use us to build the kingdom even larger. God wants to resurrect a dream that's been squashed in your life. Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint." Having a dream, having a vision is a good thing. So what does doing dreams our way look like? All right. It looks like being led by our emotions. It feels like it's all up to us to make it happen. We need to be in control. We're self-reliant, manipulating things to get our way. We're also anxious and have feelings of overwhelm. These are all things I don't want in my life. How about you? So if that's what doing dreams our way looks like, then what does it look like when we live out God's dream for our lives? Well, you'll have a peace that passes all understanding. You'll have clarity. You won't be relying on yourself. You'll feel grounded. You're surrendered to the path that the Lord has for you rather than trying to go your own way. You'll allow things to happen rather than try to make things happen. Do you know? Do you truly believe? Do you truly know that God is able to do far more than anything we ask for or think of? His dreams are always way bigger and better than our own. And ultimately, his dream for our lives will be accomplished by our cooperation with God, not by our own efforts. God wants our cooperation. How cool is that? So how do we do this? How do we determine the dreams we have are God-given? How do we know that we're on the right track? Well, here are four steps to know that you're pursuing goals God's way and not in your own way. These are the four G's to make it a little bit easier. The first is to give in. Yes, I said it. You need to give in. What does that look like? It means surrendering your life to God, like truly surrender all aspects, work, family, business, dreams, goals, fun activities, giving it all to him. The theme verse of my business is Romans 12:2. "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." We are very willing to surrender certain aspects of our life to God. You know, the parts that aren't so much of a sacrifice. But it's a little harder surrendering everything, isn't it? Why? Because we feel like we lose control. But you know what? It's actually freeing when we let go of the steering wheel and let God direct us. I know that because I like to have the steering wheel. I like to have control. And it's been something I've had to learn throughout the years, and I'm still learning. But you know what? We are called to obedience, and God is the one who will make a way. It's not us that will. What else do we try to do with our dreams? Well, here's what we do. We shape them by looking at other people rather than looking at God. We look at what other people are doing, how they're living, and we want that. We think that's what we should be pursuing, but we need to look to God for our goals. When we give in to God, we can fully embrace the dreams He gives us. And I promise you, you're not going to miss them if you have given in and surrendered to God. Sometimes we live someone else's dreams for our lives too. We feel the pressure to go a certain direction because it's what our parents thought we should do. Or maybe our friends told us we'd be good at that. Or worse, our friends or family told us we wouldn't be good at something we wanted to try, and it steered us away from pursuing it. When you give in to God, when you truly surrender your life to Him, you will see God's dream for your life unfold. So first, you need to give in. Second, you need to get alone with God. Sometimes we just need to shut our mouths for a hot minute, or better yet, shut off the noise around us. This world is noisy. People telling us what we should think, how we should act, how we should live. The technology entertains our every waking moment. We have information at our fingertips, and we never have to go with silence ever. But silence is good. White space matters. It's where you'll truly hear from God. If you're not quiet, if you never shut up, how is He supposed to get a word into you? Isaiah 55:3 says, "Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live." Take some time out. Learn to just sit, to just be quiet, to just be alone with the Lord. Tell Him you're coming to Him with your ears wide open, awaiting what He has for you. It's in these moments that your creativity will come alive. It's in these moments that you'll gain little revelations or downloads from the Lord. It's in these moments that He whispers to you your next right step. We're always wondering, what's that next step? What should I be doing? As you sit quietly, this is what's going to happen. Sit there quietly, write down what comes to mind. Be thoughtful about it all. You will hear what that next right step is. And then also dig into the Word, not just where you feel like going that day, not just one scripture that you hope you're going to get something from. Do it in a systematic way. Read through a full book of the Bible so that you can learn the context and really take it to heart. The Word of God will help define your dreams. So how can we truly pursue goals God's way if we don't have relationship with Him, if we don't have relation with Him? Friendships are born out of two-sided conversations. That means not only talking yourself, but also listening to the other. We can't have relationship without the quiet, without turning our ear to the Lord. Take that quiet space, pray, think, journal, and study the Word. Start with 5 minutes a day and build it up from there. If you miss a day, so what? Just do it again the next day. You don't have to be perfect. You just need to be willing to do it. His dream will become your dream. The Bible says God will give us the desires of our hearts, but this isn't about getting what we want. This is about the more we are in relationship with Him, God will replace our fleshly desires with His dreams for our lives. The desires that stir up when we're surrendered to God will be from Him. They will be a part of our purpose. I have a question for you. Do you have a longing in your heart? A dream, if you will, that you've wanted to take action on, but you're scared to take the leap because you're afraid it won't happen. Maybe you're afraid you can't fit it into your life. Maybe it's hard to actually take the time for you to work on it. What if I told you that you could go after a goal that works in the season you're in with the capacity you have, ditching the hustle culture altogether? If you're interested in learning how to take your goal to the finish line and still have the family time that you crave, then you need to register for my free on-demand workshop called The 3 Pillars to Setting and Crushing Goals in a Stress-Less, No-Hustle Way. In this workshop, you will learn the clarity you need to make your dream real to you without worrying about how it will all come together. How to craft a simplified game plan that gets results in the season of life you're in. The secret sauce to taking action that works, even if you have limited time to make things happen. Plus, the number one mistake people make when goal setting that causes them to quit too soon. If you are more than ready to finally take that desire inside your heart from conception to the finish line, this is for you. You can register for the free workshop at redhotmindset.com/goals. You'll get access to a free workbook to take good notes during our time together as well. Again, that's redhotmindset.com/goals. I can't wait to host you inside. All right, so first, we need to give in. Second, we need to get alone with God. And third, we need to grow with other positive dreamers. One of the best ways to give up on your dream too soon is to get around negative people. They will pull you down so fast, you don't know what hit you. Here is an example of that. Now, when I was younger, we used to go to my aunt's cabin and we used to catch crabs because there were a lot of them, or crayfish. I don't know what they were, but the big long ones, they're kind of ugly and they don't really serve a purpose, I don't think. But either way, we would catch them and we put them in a bucket. Now, if there was one in the bucket, maybe it could get out. I don't know. But the more you put in there, the less likely it is for them to get out, because what happens is when you get one or more in there with the other, then they start pulling you down. They're going to try and climb out of the bucket and the other crabs are going to pull them down. That is what negative people do to your dream. Negative people will squash your dream. When you know you've given in to God and you've gotten alone with him and you know the goals you're working on are a part of the purpose he has for you, then you need to protect that. Protect it from negative people. Don't share it with them. Even if they are close friends or family members, they will try to tell you why it's too hard or why you can't do it. But guess what? If God calls you to something, that dream he gives you, he will supply you with the faith you need to pursue it and the tools you need to pursue it. When it feels too big for us, it's actually a good thing because it means we need him all the more. Most of the time, he didn't use those who already felt capable. Now he could have, right? They would have had the belief and they would have had the confidence to do the thing. But he used those who had limiting beliefs, who didn't feel adequate, who didn't want to do it, because it's in our weaknesses that God shows up with his strength. Protecting your dream means not sharing it with negative Nancys, but it also means finding others who are positive, who are going after their God-given pursuits and getting in community with them. When the going gets tough, because it will, I promise you that, I'm sorry, but that's a promise, we need that support and encouragement to keep taking the next step forward. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. We need each other. We need people we can lean on when the going gets tough. We need people to cheer for us when others are negative. We need a place where we can get feedback. We need to be that for others as well. Now, I can't even tell you how many times I would have quit on my business by now if I didn't have that support of others. I have a couple different mastermind groups that I'm a part of, and we talk in Voxer almost daily. So Voxer is a voice messaging app. It's like a walkie-talkie. I love it because it's like real time. I can talk to people, but I can do it on my time. They can listen on their time and respond. And so I have a couple groups that I'm in there for business. And I tell you, it has been so encouraging. They've given me the feedback I need. They've given me the tough love I need when I need it, but they've also been my cheerleaders. Also my Bible studies. So I have a Bible study in Minnesota. I still call them my Minnesota Bible study, but we have a text thread now and every once in a while we'll talk on FaceTime, or when I go back to visit family, I'll try and make a point to visit them. And then now I have my Colorado Bible study, which I love because I needed that in-person interaction as well to go deeper in the word and in relationship with other women. And with those, that's really helpful for me in my spiritual walk, in my faith walk. It has been crucial for me because I may have given up a long time ago just on, when things get hard. It's like so hard sometimes to just dive in and stay in relation with the Lord, but that's where we need to be. So leaning on each other, finding community with other positive dreamers is really, really important. All right, so first, you're going to give in. Second, we're going to get alone with God. Third, we're going to grow with other positive dreamers. And fourth, we're going to go. That's it. We're going to go. That last step in the process of pursuing goals God's way is to actually go and get to work. You've got to be in motion for God to steer you. Just like you can't steer a parked car, He can't steer you without you moving. Yes, there will be bumps along the way. Yes, you'll face challenges and mini giants. No, it won't be easy. No, you won't have it all figured out right away. But when you let God steer, He'll guide you where you need to go. He'll help you pivot when you need to. He'll tell you to keep going or move to something else. He will direct you. Psalm 37:23 says He will direct your steps. And He will direct your steps if you allow Him to, by giving in to Him, getting alone with Him, growing with others who are positively working toward their dreams, and by going, getting out there and doing the thing. You just need to take the steps. God will lead you to the next right step. Pursuing goals God's way is an active process, and you are an active participant. Your assignment may change. You may find transitions along the way are happening. It's happened to me many, many times. You may hit a goal and then be directed to another, but the calling, your calling, the calling God has placed on your life doesn't change. Isn't that so cool? Don't measure your dreams by your feelings. Don't measure your faith by your feelings. Measure both of them by moving. God wants to do a work in you. He wants to use the desires stirring in your heart. Allow Him to do it. Give in to God. Get alone with God. Grow with others and go. Pursue those God-given dreams with fervor. I want more than anything for you to just stop going through the motions of life. I want more than anything for you to stop feeling like you are just existing. Come alive. Really, truly learn what it means to live. Really, truly begin living like you know the Spirit of God is inside of you. God is good. He is a God of the living. He is a God of impossible dreams. Are you ready to do it? Are you ready to pursue goals God's way? In all things, I pray, friend, you just run your race. I believe in you.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I had a great time and I hope you did too. Before we go though, make sure you follow the podcast on your favorite listening platform if you haven't already. If you resonate with this episode, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or share it with a friend as this helps grow the podcast. Also, if you're not a part of Simplicity and Motherhood, consider joining us. It's a free online community built to provide support and encouragement so you can create balance and live intentionally as you go after your biggest goals, God's way. Head on over to redhotmindset.com for more resources and to find the link to join the community. In all things I pray, you just run your race. I believe in you.